Hey everybody, Stephen here from The Truth About Dyslexia. In today's episode, this is going to be the first live one of 2022. When I say live, recorded for 2022. So just bear with me today. I am recording this from a secret location on holiday. You may hear birds chirping. And because it's summer in New Zealand, everyone decides to jump on a lawnmower at every moment of the day. No one does it at the same time. They just do it in unit. Just do it in a way to annoy everyone in the neighborhood. So please bear with me if you can hear a light hum in the background. But in today's episode, we are going to be talking about speaking before we've actually listened to things. You know, it's a very common challenge and I want to dive in a little deeper. So let's dig in. Okay, so welcome to 2022. Where did 2021 go? Feels quite mad, right? It feels like a crazy year has just flown by, and it's not one. No, I don't know. I've had some amazing experiences in 2021. I had some crazy experiences in 2021 and some terrible ones. So just another normal year. It was nice for a lot of the craziness to be external of me, though. You know, that was really nice. It wasn't all about me. The rest of the world was imploding. So it was, yeah, that was a bonus. But we will talk about a bit more directly around what I'm looking at in 2022 for my goals. I know people like to follow along. I also want to do a podcast in the next week or so, looking back at the goals I achieved in 2021. You know, if you've been following for a little while, you would have heard what I set last year. And it's, you know, I'm sitting actually in the same place I was when I set them. I house sit. It's a very good way to stay in a house that's really, really nice for not much money or for $0, or you look after their pets. And I do this for about a week or two each year, and it's absolutely amazing. Big swimming pool, cool dog, really cool experience. But it's quite interesting because I come back every year at this about the same time. I get to really, I get to think back and go, wow, where did that year go? So bear with me if you hear the dog walking around in the background. He's another one who doesn't quite understand podcast recording. So bear with him. So in today's episode, after that little intro, one thing I do want to talk about is basically over-talking people and speaking out of turn. This is something that I think we all can find ourselves doing from time to time. And I see it show up in a few different ways. So let me first give you an example of what I mean. So if you ever had a conversation where someone's chatting away to you and you're kind of like in the back of your mind going, hurry up, I get what you're trying to tell me. I want to talk about what I want to talk about, or I want to say something. We haven't really continued to listen, but you just start blah. Your brain just keeps moving at a much faster pace than everyone else. Have you ever had that happen? Maybe it happens on a daily basis, a weekly basis. Now, you know, there's a lot of reasons for this, but one of the core reasons is our brains are just really, really fast, and they try and paint pictures really, really quickly. They're also very, you know, sometimes accurate, sometimes intuitive in the way they can fill in the gaps of a conversation that you haven't completely heard. Not always accurate, but pretty good. You know, a lot of the time it can get it right, but sometimes it can get it really, really wrong. It can presume something that just isn't true. And this can lead to challenges with communication, be it in business where you just get frustrated with people talking too slow and you just want to get them moving, get them up to speed quicker. Some people take longer, you know, non-dyslexics can take a bit longer to catch up, which can be very, very frustrating. But it can also be very challenging in relationships. And this is one of the ones I wanted to talk about, is that, I've found this in both business and personal relationships. When I'm speaking to a business partner, I can get bored of the conversation, especially if we're planning at the beginning of the year. If we start to get too into the detail, I can start to just miss whole parts of the conversation. I just get bored. Or I can kind of just push through things that I understand really clearly, but I don't take time with them to bring the person along, you know, on the journey, so they really are clear on where we're going. I kind of hope they can make a certain level of assumptions that I can, but it doesn't always work that way. I also can see things, like many of us, so clearly in my mind, and I can believe that I've actually said them out loud. Have you ever had that problem? I feel like I'm standing on stage asking people to put their hand up. You know, feel free to put your hand up if you'd like a visceral experience of this podcast. But it's kind of like that, right? You can believe you've said something when you haven't. And it's always a massive challenge. I find this the same with my personal relationships, is that you can sometimes struggle to have those super deep, deep conversations because you overtalk the person who's bringing a challenge to the table, something that they're having a challenge with. They're wanting to raise the problem. And you automatically, I don't know about you, but I automatically want to react, or I want to protect myself, or I want to explain why there's nothing wrong with me and I haven't done anything wrong. Now, over the years, I'm trying to get better at this, but it does pop up, especially when I'm not conscious. I'm really taken aback sometimes to, I have to remind myself to shut up and listen. It's, you know, it's such an important trait. You know, there was a period in my life where I got good at shutting up and listening. But at the same time, was I actually listening? I was just better at waiting for my time to talk. Does that make sense? You know, so it's really, I'd like to say it's conscious, unconscious. When I'm in a coaching session, I'm much more conscious of what I'm doing. I'm aware where the focus is. It's on the person I'm helping. So I can listen better. I can react better. I understand how it works. But when you're in a relationship, be it business, personal, family, and family is another great example, especially around Christmas, how many reactive conversations happen? And with a dyslexic mind, you just like, poof, 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 and you throw a bit of drink and a bit of overeating in the place. And, you know, you can see why families fight, right? And, you know, it's like the same thing with me and Holly. Like one of the things I find with myself is I'm so overreactive. I jump here, I jump there, I jump everywhere. And it can be really, really challenging because you can actually build up a bit of a wall in your partners. Like I'm the same. Sometimes I might not raise something because I feel like I already know the answer, or I've created the answer. I don't want to talk about it because I've already decided without talking about it, it's a bad idea. I might even not even do this completely consciously. It could be unconscious. But there are things that happen, and you create these very intense worlds in our heads that we actually can have conversations we should be having in real life. Does that make sense? You know, so things don't get said. We just get grumpy at people. Another way where you'll see this is if you've had a dream about someone, and it's been, especially a partner, and it's been very real. You see it a lot in very empathetic dyslexics, where you can actually get angry at the person, even though it's not happened in real life. It's only happened in a dream. That's really common as well. So it's kind of the thing, but we're talking about doing this awake. You know, your brain is so quick. It's gone through a scenario and it's basically said, oh, that's not worth talking about. Oh, let's let it go. But it just sits there simmering away. Now, most of these things aren't always huge. They could be little, but over time they do build up. You know, and this is something, you know, that's just become very aware for me and Holly at the moment. We're just wanting to talk through some of these things better to create better experiences in our life and in our relationship, and to keep taking it to that next level and growing. And, you know, part of that growth is for me to just be quiet and to listen and, yeah, just kind of be part, you know, be present is probably the other word for it. You know, and if you've got dyslexia or ADHD, you know, being present is like the life challenge. It's the life mission. We have it from time to time and it is amazing, but it is something we have to be so conscious to do. That's why meditation is great. It forces us to be present, but it's very important in communication. You know, and like this has just brought to my attention recently because it is so unnatural. it's unnatural. Like the minute Holly wants to talk about something and say, hey, this is how I feel, although I love her dearly and I want to hear it, I do want to hear it, I do want to be there, I have to be very cautious that, one, I don't react and go, actually, no, and kind of put on my armor and try and protect myself. And because my brain's so quick, I do that very fast. So it basically sounds like I'm not listening. Does that make sense? The other challenge I have, and I see this in males the most, but it happens in women as well, I have no doubt. But I guess I'm being male, I guess I'm more obvious, is we're very solution orientated. So the biggest challenge is we go, you know, we men naturally go into solution mode, especially thinking men, real thinkers. And with my dyslexic mind, I'm looking at how can we solve the problem, when sometimes I just need to be present and listen and take it all in before I try and solve the world's challenges. So this is just something I wanted to get off my chest, really. Thanks for listening, guys. No, but I think it's important to speak through some of this, because a lot of dyslexics and those with ADHD don't realize how their brain plays a part in it. Now, don't get me wrong. I don't think you have to have dyslexia or ADHD to have these challenges, but it definitely causes more of them. It increases the commonality. We're not even aware how often it happens. And with our minds being so visual and our minds being so fast, you can see how that plays out in these deep conversations. So what I'd recommend is the next time something like this happens, see if you can be aware of it, even if it's after the fact. You might not catch yourself in the moment, but in that next big conversation, maybe picture right now who that person is. Is it a family member, a business partner, a relationship? Is just be aware of it and go, hey, that's where my mind played a trick on me. I didn't really listen, or I wasn't really present, or wow, I overreacted too fast. Whether you're right or not, leave that to the side. Whether you think you're right or not, I should say. But just have a think about it like that. It might be something that really gives you a good pointer in the right direction this year. Hopefully you've enjoyed that episode. I'll be back soon. Have an epic rest of your day.